and the library, the philosophy section. He usually visited had been rearranged. Not relocated, but compressed fewer titles. More duplicates editions differed only in minor details. The librarian did not acknowledge the change. He selected a book at random and opened it to a page that described a system in which every possibility already existed, but not all could be accessed from the same position. He closed the book without reading further. Back home, the levers returned. This time they were mounted on a wall that resembled his apartment but was not identical. The wall contained three levers. One was labeled only by texture, one by resistance, one by sound. He pulled the one that resisted least. In the dream, the effect was immediate. A corridor sealed itself. A door that had never been opened ceased to be openable. Sumer was naked and being fucked from behind by some old man wearing a red dress. She was naked, wrapped in cellophane and tied to a French-style ornate chair. Her face registered the uneasy compliance of a porn actress working a rape scene. Again and again. Her anguished mouth opened in her angel face. It was like her head was beginning to fall into a gigantic black hole that would swallow the universe. The camera lingers on that face, her features frozen in a tranquil, almost dreamlike expression. The room, a dimly lit space filled with shadows that stretch and contract as though breathing, starts to warp, the boundaries between the walls beginning to dissolve. Her lips are painted dark, a contrast to the pallor of her skin, which seems to glow with an eerie radiance. Time decelerates in this moment, and everything becomes sluggish, warped, distorted, as if caught in the thickest, most vicious air. The sound of a low, almost imperceptible hum fills the air, vibrating through the walls, the floor beneath her feet. There is a subtle, almost tactile sense of gravity pulling at the edges of the scene, making the room feel like it's slowly sinking. Sumer opens her mouth with an unnatural, almost mechanical precision. Her jaw unhinges, but it stretches too far, impossibly far. The space around her seems to bend with the movement, the very air curling as her lips part like the opening of a door to a void. Inside her mouth, the space seems infinite. Beyond the limits of her body, it expands outward. The sound of her breath becomes a cavernous echo, and inside, the blackness is overwhelming. But from that blackness, light, flickers of light begin to appear. At first, small specks like distant stars, but they quickly multiply, spinning and swirling into a dense whirlpool of light. The hum deepens. The sound of the universe is pulsed, thrumming in rhythm with her breath. The light intensifies as the camera pulls closer, the swirl of colors spinning faster, almost hypnotically within that swirl. Images flicker like glass eggs, a distorted collage of moments, memories, thoughts, images, some of the faces familiar. Some unknown, but all shifting, breaking apart, then reforming in ways that seem entirely impossible within the tiny glass chambers. The swirling, undulating light begins to take shape, and suddenly, it is as if the universe itself is about to collapse in on itself. There's a sensation of weightlessness now. A strange hollow pool. The edges of her lips become vast, stretching farther still. Like the opening of a cave, an abyss that beckons with an undeniable force. The space around her begins to melt, merging with the widening mouth, the boundaries between the body and the world starting to blur. It's as if the universe itself is trying to escape through this opening, everything within it. The galaxies, the stars, the planets all being drawn toward the center, a force pulling them closer, closer, until everything will be swallowed. The hum has now become a roar, deafening, vibrating in every cell of the body, the sound threatening to consume everything, pulling everything and unraveling the very fabric of reality. Summer's expression remains still. Untouched by the chaos unfolding, she's no longer just a part of the scene, but seems to exist as a conduit with the unraveling universe, both an observer and a participant. Her mouth widens, and with it, the whole scene expands outward, folding in on itself. The edges of the room seem to collapse, and the camera pulls back, showing that the room itself is no longer in a fixed place. It's as if time and space are slipping away. Everything shifting in and out of focus, overlapping, disintegrating. The boundaries of her mouth, the space between the light and the darkness grow ever more indistinguishable, and the hum, now a pulse, vibrates through the air in violent, ringing surges. It is a moment suspended between what is real and what isn't, a horrifying, beautiful terror at the collapse of the world into nothingness.